Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Murphy is here, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is a new friend. He's the author of his first book was 100 Percenters, a well-received book, and his new book is called Hard Goals, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Mark is the founder of Leadership IQ, which is a leadership training company. And based in Atlanta, and he's here to talk to us about the idea of helping you. Are you interested in getting better? I'm sure you are, right? Would you like to know how to make life a little easier for yourself? Well, maybe you just need some tools, some management tools, some thinking tools, some leadership tools. And we're going to get Mark to help us with that. Mark Murphy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Mark. Now, I was telling the audience earlier, when in your book, Hard Goals, the hard part, you're not saying that goals are hard. You're using hard as an acronym, and the acronym stands for, you tell us what the acronym stands for.
Sure. The acronym stands for, the H is for heartfelt. That is, we have to have an emotional connection to our goal.
Go down through all four of them, and then we'll talk about each one of them.
A is for animated. R is for required, and D is for difficult. There is a difficult component in there.
So sometimes they are hard.
Yeah, they can be.
heartfelt, animated, required, and difficult. All right, let's talk about heartfelt. What does that mean?
That basically means when we think about our goals, we've got to care about it. Anybody who sets a goal that they don't fundamentally care about, or they set it because they're doctor told them to do it, or their boss told them to do it. They're not going to, in the dark of night, when things do get tough, they're not going to push through. So they've got to feel it inside.
Well, so a goal that would not be heartfelt would be, and I'm writing about this right now, I'm actually writing an article coincidentally about this right now. A lot of people want to be a small business owner. They want to own their own business. And they might be passionate about owning a restaurant, serving food, making people happy, you know, whatever it is that they think that they want to do. They might be passionate about that, but they might not be heartfelt about being a business owner, not just somebody who makes stuff that the people buy, but actually tending to, you know, what the business requires in order to be successful. You've got to have that kind of heartfelt, be compelled in that way, don't you?
That's exactly it. In fact, one of the reasons why small businesses sometimes have trouble getting to that next level sort of business growth is that's not where their attachment is. Their attachment is to making the pizza, making the pie, doing whatever. It's not to the growth of the business, and you can see their passion takes them. It will dictate the results they get.
Well, every entrepreneur comes to a point where they have to stop being an entrepreneur as much as they have been and start being a business manager, business operator, don't they?
Absolutely.
Or hire somebody to do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing is people have to figure out. Not everybody wants to have the scalable billion-dollar company. Some people, they truly want to be in the kitchen. They want to be the craftsperson. They want to make this stuff, and that's fine. But you have to, if you want the business to grow, you've got to figure out where the passion lies, and then if you don't want to do it, hire somebody to do it.
So maybe we should say, where's my heart? What do I really care about? And if what you say is, I really care about making bagels, but not so much about making payroll, then you either need to learn to love making payroll or at least be able to deal with it or be successful enough that you can hire somebody to do that for you.
Precisely.
All right. Let's talk. That's heartfelt now, folks. I've gone through all of your things here, Mark, and I've been through your book a little bit. This, in my opinion, this is the breakpoint element of this, because if it's not right in the beginning, then you're not going to make it.
And that's the thing that gets, people will struggle their entire lives in trying to grow the business and realize that at the end of the day, I just didn't care about that aspect of the business.
Mm-hmm.
They sabotage themselves.
I call it the diaper changing part of the business.
Yep.
Animated. What's animated mean?
Animated means like a great athlete, like a skier, cyclist, golfer, you've got to be able to see where you're getting to.
See the
course.
You've
got to be able to visualize it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that a lot of people struggle with. When you ask them, you know, where are you going to be 5 years? So I don't know. And they can't see it clearly in their mind. And if you can't picture what it's going to look like, at least in one form or another, it's going to be really hard to wake up every day and go aim for something that you don't know what it looks like at the end.
And, folks, we're not talking about being clairvoyant, being you know, being able to prophesy what's going to happen. You just have to imagine in your mind what you think it's going to look like. At least go to that effort. Right, Mark?
That's the thing. It may not look exactly like what you thought it was going to look like, and that's fine. But you have to have something, and because it's all about propelling you.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to let it go by the wayside. Well, it sounded like a good idea at the time.
Right.
We need enough of it, because there's a lot more of our brain goes to visual than it does to the abstract thinking, like a number or something
right,
like that.
Right. Well said. How about required?
Required means we have to have some sense of urgency. I got to do this now, because one of the biggest killers of a goal is the phrase, I'll start tomorrow. I'll start next week. You know what? We have to improve our payroll process. We have to improve our time card system.
There's always something. There's always something to divert you, isn't there?
Oh, and that's the thing.
You have to have the discipline not to be diverted from the things that need your attention.
We have to. If we don't get that sense of urgency, if we procrastinate even a little, procrastination is one of those things that spirals. You get a little splinter of it, it'll take you away.
What about the last one?
The difficult one is very simple. We found that people perform better when they are pushing themselves a bit, when they're slightly out of their comfort zone, because it wakes up their senses. They can't sleepwalk through it. So a lot of goals die because we're not operating at our peak efficiency, because we're sort of just like it's driving into work in the morning. Mm-hmm. You've driven the route 1,000 times, you could sleepwalk, you're not really awake when you're in the car driving there, you're sort of in a trance. For a great goal, for something where you're really career's on the line, business is on the line kind of thing, you want to have it just outside of your grasp, because that's going to waken you up every day and make you wake up and think about it. Go, I got to get in and go tackle that.
Well, a friend of mine, Rick Pinion, used to say, he's a member of our Brain Trust, he used to say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
That's one of the best ways I've ever heard of describing it.
And so that's what you're talking about with difficult. Folks, if you're just happy as a clam with where you are, you probably are. If everything that you do, you're just so contented with where you are, you're probably falling behind competitively. And it's, you know, okay, I know that's abrupt. I know that's tough. But, you know, if it were easy, monkeys would be doing it. Mark Murphy is our guest. His book is called Hard Goals. We come back, we're going to talk about how you can set your own hard goals. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Crazy people like it, not the one to talk more.
Let me in, baby, I don't know what you got. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.